For KBIA News in Columbia, I'm Blake Terrence. The Harry S. Truman Memorial Hospital is expanding its intensive care unit, providing more space and beds for its patients. The expansion is part of a 10-year, $9 million plan to restructure the VA hospital. Public Affairs Officer Stephen Gaither says the hospital needs more space to provide the increasing number of veterans it serves.
Well, we consistently increase the number of veterans that we're taking care of somewhere around 2-3% each year.
Gaither says the next project will be moving the hospital's inpatient surgery unit downstairs closer to intensive care. He says the project will be finished in late November. The Columbia Public School District Board of Education unanimously voted to approve members of the Lee Naming Committee Thursday morning. The committee will be responsible for considering the school's official name, Robert E. Lee Elementary School. Committee members were chosen randomly from a list of submissions. Michelle Baumstark is the Community Relations Director for Columbia Public Schools.
We have a cross-section, and so that we have diverse representation on the committee. We have several at-large members. We have requested members from the four basic quadrants of our community. We have parents. We have business representation. We have student representation on that committee.
Baumstark says the board is confirming whether each member is still interested in serving on the committee. The University of Missouri plans to improve its emergency procedures after Wednesday's search for a woman who reportedly had a gun. In an email sent out Thursday evening, Vice Chancellor for Operations Gary Ward announced changes to expand and improve MU Alert, the university's mass notification system. MU spokesman Christian Vasey says that MU Alert is a guide to safety, but not the end result for everyone on campus.
There is no one direction or decision for everyone across campus, because the situations are dynamic, they're fluid, and they have different impacts on people depending on where they are and what they're doing on campus at the time.
Vasey says MU is looking to work with groups across campus to assist in improving emergency procedures. The Missouri Supreme Court has ruled that a southeastern Missouri public defender who says she is overwhelmed with cases must ask permission from a judge before denying further ones. Supreme Court judges this week ruled against public defender Leslie Hazel, who had asked them to block a judge from forcing her to assist other clients. Missouri State Public Defender Director Michael Barrett said public defenders are stuck in a hard place. He says they face disbarment for accepting cases beyond their ability, but also face contempt of court for denying a case when they are overwhelmed. Blake Terrence, KBIA News, Columbia.